Good afternoon. You're listening to Siskiyou Music Hall here on JPR's Classics and News Service. I'm Eric Thiel. We are downstairs in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio, and we are joined by special guests, the Claremont Trio, Emily Bruskin, Julie Bruskin, Andrea Lamb. Hello and welcome.
Thanks so much.
Hello.
Claremont Trio is in town for a pair of performances tonight as part of chamber music concerts at the SOU Music Recital Hall in Ashland. Information can be found at chambermusicconcerts.org. We'll talk about those two specific programs here in just a bit. But first, a little refresher of our guests. Formed back in 1999 at Juilliard, correct?
That's right, yes.
But not all three of you, right? Andrea, you joined a little later.
I joined in 2012.
Gotcha. Yes. Obviously, with the names of Emily and Julie Bruskin, you're related.
Yes, we're twins, actually.
Have been making music together for a very long time, I'd assume.
Very, very long time.
Did you start out on violin, Emily, cello, Julie, or did you migrate to those when you realized that you might want to start playing together professionally?
Our instruments were actually chosen for us by my parents. They're wonderful amateur musicians. They play violin and viola. And when they found they were having twins, where most people would say, oh no, two cribs, they said, oh, a string quartet in the family. And so they decided that Emily would play violin and I would play cello. And it has not changed since.
Was there any pushback at any point to the predetermined instruments for you?
No, you know, they actually chose exactly correctly. I think I've always felt, I mean, maybe not when I was four, but since I've been able to think about it in these terms, that I was the cellist, that fit my personality. And I think you feel the same. Do you agree?
I think it's probably hard to say whether it's nature or nurture. Did they pick right or just the instruments defined us since we started at the age of four? But yes, right. I certainly am glad to be the violinist.
Well, before we hear something, obviously, Andrea, you're going to be playing our Steinway here in the performance studio. Tell me about the two other instruments that we've got, the violin and cello here.
So we both play on very old French instruments. Mine is a Viom, Jean-Baptiste Viom, who was a French maker. This cello is from 1848.
And mine is a lupo, also a French instrument made in 1790. It used to belong to Phil Setzer of the Emerson Quartet.
So. Oh, wow. Are they on loan, or are you lucky enough to actually have them in your possession permanently?
We are lucky enough to own them. Wow. That is one of the nice things about really fine French instruments is that they're not quite as expensive these days as the really fine Italian ones. So that's one way in for some performers, but we also love them and love the sound of them. So.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear how they sound. Claremont Trio, my guests in the studio today. They are in concert tonight at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall, and again tomorrow at a 3 o'clock matinee. You can find information at chambermusicconcerts.org. Tonight is music from Dvorak, Shepard, and Schumann. What do you guys want to play first today?
We'll start with a movement from Dvorak's Dumky Trio, which we'll be playing tonight. It actually has six movements in total. They're really all wonderful character pieces, and this one is very dramatic to start.
Thank you.
Music from Dvorak here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the Dumkey Trio, performed live by the Claremont Trio. They are in concert tonight at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of the Chamber Music Concerts 2019-2020 season. There's a matinee tomorrow at 3 o'clock as well. If you'd like more information or the possibility of tickets, check out chambermusicconcerts.org. I know that each of you has performed outside of this particular arrangement as soloists and soloists with orchestra. What brings you together as a trio? What works? What feels right about a three-part group?
As a pianist, you can spend a lot of time by yourself. There's just a lot of solo piano music. And for me, one of the greatest joys about music is playing chamber music. And I was so happy when I joined the group and got to make trio music together on a regular basis. The repertoire is so wide and rich, starting with Mozart and Beethoven and Haydn, and then going up to these commissions that we've been able to contribute to the repertoire, which is really cool. We have a bunch of really amazing pieces.
I think piano trios is kind of the ideal balance of playing music, because everyone has their own solo voice. You get to speak and have your own say about things, but you're very much in an interactive situation where you're bouncing off of other people and reacting to what your colleagues are doing. And so it's almost like a conversational kind of a fun thing where everyone's inventing it in the moment.
I looked through the repertoire that you have available for live performance and also through the recordings that you have made over the last number of years, and it's all over the map. Lots of different things, lots of standard repertoire, lots of newer pieces. Is there a period or a country whose sensibility matches yours?
That's a tricky.
I don't think we'd want to tie ourselves down to just one. I think we love the variety. And I think as a piano trio, we're able to really kind of do everything. I think in the string quartet repertoire, it's so vast that you know, you sort of have maybe the need to specialize a bit. But I think for us, we love the ability to do it all. And I think whatever we're playing at the moment really kind of gets under your skin and becomes part of you. And then it's hard to imagine playing anything else. And then you, the next month, open up something new. And that's really a new adventure. That's part of what we love about it.
Do the three of you pull each other in different directions? Or do you find that the three of you pull each other together?
Both.
Yeah?
Yes. Hopefully in a healthy balance.
In the best way,
I think. The best way, yeah.
On that list of repertoire are quite a number of commissions. Talk to me about that process and what you look for in a composer to write for you.
Well, in our career, you know, we love to play the great trios by Beethoven and Schubert, but it's also really exciting to work with a composer on a new piece. I think that's, you know, historically, Schubert and Beethoven were new ones too, and they needed great performers to kind of champion their works. And we love being part of that creative process as well. We've often worked with friends of ours who are composers. Sometimes we're paired up with a composer through a festival or a commission that way. But it's definitely been a big part of our career. We actually have a new CD that we've just finished recording. It'll be a few months before it's actually released, but that includes a lot of the pieces that we're playing here in Ashland.
Okay.
It's six pieces that have been written for us over the last 10 years or so. And I think something that we're really proud of, this body of really terrific music that we've been part of bringing to life for the first time and sort of, you know, playing around and helping people get to know these new voices that are really fresh and exciting.
Yeah. For folks that are headed to the show, one of the two, either tonight or tomorrow, or for the folks that aren't able to attend but might down the road be looking at your newly released record.
Yeah.
There are some unfamiliar names, right? Kati Agos, a composer, Canadian-Hungarian, we discovered, is a composer that you don't see often on a lot of recordings. Shepard, Grime, Frank, what can you tell me about those composers and why you chose to perform their music?
There's a lot of variety in the composers that we pick. There's certainly not one. I mean, I would say if there's a unifying thing is that we want their music to speak to us. I mean, I think with a lot of new music, sometimes it's nice to hear it more than once, but we want a composer who really communicates something. And there's a variety in how abstract the music is, how tonal versus atonal, what sorts of language and textures they like to use. Kati Agos, who you mentioned, is a singer herself, and you definitely hear that in her music, that there's some beautiful vocal-seeming lines, melodies in a more traditional sense than some of the others. Helen Grime is a Scottish composer whose music is more impressionistic, more textural, absolutely gorgeous and unique, but in sort of a more like a special palette, not necessarily something that you would hear in Brahms. Who else?
Sean Shepard, who we're playing tonight, I think has a really wonderful sense of humor in his music as well. I guess I should quote his titles, which are very funny. One movement is called Slow Waltz of the Robots. And I think he uses sort of unusual sonorities, but in a way that it feels like a language that you understand right away. So,
Gabriella Elena Frank is a composer who has a very diverse and interesting heritage. And in the piece that we're playing, her folk songs, she draws on part of her mother's heritage, which her mother was from Peru. So she's using images actually of herself visiting Peru and her mother's birthplace, ancient ruins, children's games, a beautiful bell in the town square, the clanging of that bell, certain sounds from Peru that inspire her folk songs and her music.
She's actually based in Northern California, so not too far from here. And Sean was a Nevada native, so.
We knew, we did a lot of research choosing these composers. We knew their kind of sound worlds and their interests, and we're really interested in their music. And I think it's a testament to knowing that and our relationships with the composers that we have these incredible pieces that are so varied and interesting.
It sounds like a little bit of something for everybody on the two programs.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Well, I'm thrilled you had time to drop by and visit us. Thank you so much.
It's great
to be here.
Welcome to Ashland.
Thank you.
The Claremont Trio are my guests in the studio. Emily and Julie Bruskin and Andrea Lamb. They're in concert tonight at the SOU Music Recital Hall in Ashland. And again tomorrow afternoon at 3 as part of Chamber Music Concerts. You have one more piece for us?
Yes, we'd like to finish with the first movement of a trio by Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel, who was Felix Mendelssohn's sister. Felix Mendelssohn is probably the more famous composer, I think predominantly because when the two of them were starting their careers, it was really a field that was reserved for men, and Fanny was told in no subtle terms that her job was to stay home and make a family. But she still was a terrific composer and performer, and this piece shows that she has as much voice as her brother.
This is the Claremont Trio performing live here at JPR. Thank you. Great way to wrap up. The Claremont Trio are live in the studio. They're my guests today. They're in town for two performances as part of chamber music concerts. Tonight at 7:30, performing the music of Dvorak, Shepard, and Schumann. Tomorrow, a 3 o'clock matinee with music from Frank Grime, Kati Agosh, and Fanny Mendelssohn. Violinist Emily Bruskin, cellist Julie Bruskin, pianist Andrea Lamb, the Claremont Trio. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.